On the show today, we have Choice Creative Solutions' very own Jeff Klein and former Umpqua Bank CEO Ray Davis talking about CU Relevant 2022, the big conference coming up here June 26th and 29th in Las Vegas. And Jeff is here to tell us all about the conference, who's going to be speaking there, what topics are going to be talked about. And then Ray is going to be one of the keynote speakers there. Again, he's a former CEO of Umpqua Bank, and he's going to have a very special message for the credit union attendees there. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're talking a little Credit Union Relevant 2022, the conference, of all conferences, right, Jeff?
That's right. You got it.
Yeah, we are here talking a little bit about CU Relevant, and it's going to be in Las Vegas on June 26th to the 29th. Are those dates correct, Jeff?
That's right. You nailed it.
Good, good, good. All right. And so, but we have a special guest in our midst who's going to be keynoting at the conference. That'd be Mr. Ray Davis, former CEO of Umpqua Bank. Ray, how are you?
I'm good. I am doing fine and dandy. Thank you.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Say, Jeff, let's start out by just giving folks a quick refresher on CU Relevant and what's going to be happening here in 2022.
Yeah, we are really excited to be back in year two. We were in Las Vegas last year. We had a great crew of CEOs and senior leaders from credit unions all across the country, really with a similar mission. And that was to come together, to network with other kind of like-minded, growth-focused leaders who are not okay with the status quo, who are looking to find ways to innovate, to grow, whether that's in specific industry areas like payments, or how are you dealing with keeping your brick and mortar locations relevant. How are you, maintaining relevancy when it relates to your marketing? And as we're putting this event together, we're consistently asking ourselves, who are the people that continue to push those boundaries? And that's really what led us to Ray.
Okay.
What Ray has done at done at Umpqua is really unprecedented. And the ability to have someone like him come and talk to our audience of credit union leaders. To be honest, Mike, we were shocked when he said yes, but the fact that he's willing to come talk to us,
let's renegotiate that fee. That'd be good.
There you go.
we couldn't be more than thrilled, and we're really excited for these 3 days in Las Vegas this June, and what we believe will provide some just exceptional takeaways for the credit unions in attendance.
Okay, well, that sets you up, Ray, for I think Jeff teed you up nicely here, because I want to get your thoughts, being a former bank CEO and coming and speaking at a credit union conference. So I want to get your thoughts on that just initially.
Well, we're in the financial industry. It's not so important what we call each other. We're all in the same industry. I think the challenge is, let me put it this way. When Jeff originally called me and I asked, they asked him, do I still speak? And I said, I do, when there are subjects that are of interest to me or topics that are that I'm interested in. And so they came back and they, told me about the conference and what the name of the conference was or the title of the conference was. And a lot of the things that I do talk about is sustaining relevancy. And, and it is, to me, the biggest challenge that we face sometimes in the financial industry. And so I look forward to visiting with a lot of these financial guys, credit union bankers. It doesn't make any difference.
Right. Right.
The name of the game is, how do we survive?
Yep.
How do we adapt to change? How do we embrace change and do something about it instead of just talking about it to make a difference? And I think, what we did at Umpqua is a pretty good example of a very small bank. And I know average size credit union is pretty small on average. Mm-hmm. I think it's like 300 million or something like that. But Medium is like 40 million. It's pretty small. Our bank, when I started at Umpqua Bank, was about 100 million, so even smaller. And the challenge was, we're small. I mean, how are we going to compete against these Goliaths and, these mega banks? And how am I going to stand out for my competition?
Right.
So there's a lot of similarities. There's a lot of analogies that can be drawn from the size that we all were, we were when we started, and what a lot of the people that we'll be talking to are as well. And quite frankly, when I say small, anything smaller than the major regional financial institutions is small.
Right.
So whether we like it or not, we're all fairly small.
That's right.
And I want to get your take on, I just want to pick your brain for a second here on the fintech threat to financial institutions because they're nipping at our heels and taking little chunks out of here from the financial services sector as well. Will you be addressing that as all at a, as well at all, or just talking about the big giant banks that we have to compete
against? No. I think you have to talk about fintech in today's environment. I think the challenge is how do we take advantage of it? I don't think we should be fearful of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should be aggressive. I think there are many things, I don't care what size you are, that you can do to help your organization get ready. I mean, one of your recordings, you talked about, you were talking to one guy, I had a chance to look at it, where I think it was 14% of credit union CEOs feel like they're in a pretty good place for a digital.
Right.
That's not good. I mean, we're way past the beginning of the digital age. I mean, we're maybe in the middle of it.
Right.
And it should have been 14% aren't sure.
It should be the other way around, right?
Exactly. So I think, yes, we have to talk about it. I think the fintech industry gives, especially the smaller institutions, a chance to differentiate themselves from their competition.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a caveat, and I always say this, and I'll talk more about it when I have a chance to visit with everybody, and that is speed. How fast are you going to get it done?
Mm-hmm.
Digital is quick in itself, right? I mean, it's intrinsically fast. And the name of the game is if you're going to take advantage of it and do something unique that will make a difference, that will help you sustain your relevancy and, in fact, help you grow, then you got to have that speed button to push every now and then to get things done.
You got that right. Yeah. And just about every conference that, at least the ones that I go to, Jeff, you probably as well, that relevancy comes up. He's like, how do we keep credit unions, or in any case, you know, the smaller financial institutions, how do they stay relevant in today's very fast game that we got to keep up? It seems like it's getting faster every year. So yeah, that relevancy question is going to be a big, big one. You guys, obviously each year, Jeff, you guys hit the nail on the head. What other topics are you guys going to be addressing this year at the conference, Jeff?
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up, Mike. You know, we always say that irrelevancy is a precursor to insolvency, and that's a word that nobody likes to bring up in this space. But you talked about fintechs. We actually have Nick Evans, who heads up us, and you know, his topic is going to be fintechs. Are they here to eat your lunch or take you out for it? And the idea is, you know, that you shouldn't be looking at these fintechs as threats, as Ray mentioned, but really, where do the opportunities exist to you know, play in a space that, you know, otherwise, you know, it's really hard to compete in some ways with the BOAs, Chases, and Wells of the world, whose their tech budget is larger than our financial institutions, right?
Collectively,
collectively, right? And how do you find ways to partner and provide products that maintain relevancy? Because it's just table stakes anymore that you have an app that's efficient, that looks cool, that people want to use. That 14% number is, it should be terrifying. And speaking of terrifying, there's something that Ray said to me in our first conversation, and it surprised the heck out of me. But he said, when I went into work every day, I had sweaty palms. And you would think that, you know, the accolades that he had, the exceptional growth and tremendous leadership, that you would have a sense of calm at some point. But he never allowed that edge to get taken off. And that's just another reason we're so excited to have him, because I think that especially for the leaders in attendance for our event, they understand that edge, that need to continue to push. And that's one of the things I can't stress enough. The speakers are great. Of course, we're in Vegas. The networking is going to be great. But it's those individual networks you'll build, the people that you'll connect with. It's been phenomenal to see just in the last 10 months since our first event, the connections that were made, not just with vendors, sponsors, partners, but also with the attendees themselves, where they're having conversations about, hey, you know what, I tried this. You should see if that might work in your market. It's been really cool. And again, everyone's attending with a singular focus. You know, how do we maintain relevancy? What are the relevant takeaways? What are the relevant ideas? Who are the relevant partners we should be looking at and talking to? And I think when you have that kind of singular focus, that singular goal, it actually makes it easier for us, because when we're looking at speakers, you know, if it's a topic that's too general, too broad, that's about glad handing or patting ourselves on the back as an industry, that's not for relevant.
Right.
You know, if it's a topic, you know, about, you know, do this or be prepared to get merged, Now, that's a relevant topic, you know, because these are the things that should be perking your ears up about maintaining relevancy. So so that's what people can expect, is they can expect to maybe walk in with palms sweaty a little bit. But I promise you, at the end of it, you're going to walk away with some great takeaways.
Well, I mean, I like the palms sweaty because this is a time definitely not to be resting on your laurels. This is a time not to be complacent, because if you're going to be complacent, guess what your name's going to be? Blockbuster, because you're going to get left behind so, so fast. And Ray, you probably know this really, really well, seeing throughout your career, seeing, you know, lots of, you know, maybe smaller banks, community banks like that close up shop because they just weren't evolving fast enough. And so, having said that, how did you guys at Umpqua kind of stay ahead of the curve, I guess, in this area?
Well, that's a tough question, only because it's a long answer to what we did. But I will say this, you know, Jeff said, mentioned about the sweaty palms, and that's true. And I think when I speak here in June at Vegas, one of the things I also told Jeff was, if I'm successful and getting a number of points across to the leaders that are in the room, they will leave the meeting maybe with a little sweat on their palms. And it's not fear. It shouldn't be fear. It should be, I got to get back and get to work. Exactly. I got to get this. I got ideas. I've got things that will make a difference. Mm-hmm. I want to go do this. So if I'm successful, that's what we're gonna shoot for.
Okay.
But you know, with Umpqua, it was a never-ending passion, I guess, for understanding that we can't stay the same forever. We couldn't expect to be, keep doing the same thing over and over again, expect different results, the definition of insanity.
Right.
And yet we were so small. You know, how are we going to make a difference being so small? And it's so interesting. When I came to the bank, we were $100 million, and I think with this latest deal that they just finished, now that I've left the bank, they're over $50 billion. So, I mean, this is quite a story I left them when they were about, I think we were pushing $30 billion when I left the firm. And now with this latest merger, they're going to go to 50, which is great. I'm all for them. But the name of the game is, how do we differentiate? How do we stand out? How can we make a difference? And everybody's got different goals. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody has different goals. I think that some of us have make mistakes. I certainly did. Mm-hmm. I made a lot of mistakes. You know, some of the easy ones are, you know, don't try to copy everybody,
right?
Especially the big firms. So forget it. The fact that you are small, and I will talk about this, means that your organization, if you run a small organization, your company is so much more nimble than many of your competitors, which means you can affect change now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I used to say to our people. I said, you know, we could affect change very quickly. If we met at 4:30 in the afternoon, by 5 o'clock, that change was implemented.
Wow.
The big companies can't do that.
Yeah, you're right.
They can't do that. There's one other thing that I will mention that I hope to get across as well. And that is the intangibles that many companies, management teams, I don't think spend enough time on. And you're talking about, you know, things like culture. You know, at Umpqua, we had a culture of, you know, by gosh, we're going to get this done. We don't care. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to make it happen. And it was all about the customer experience. I think that there are, you know, so many others, from reputation, from brand, ethics, you know, whatever you stand for. But those intangibles mean are so important to where you want to take your company. Those are the foundations you stand on to go do the other things you need to get done. So you sort of have to set the stage. And once the stage is set, let's hit the fast forward button. Let's go.
Yeah,
let's
no doubt. Down. Yeah, no. Well said. Well said. And I think, Jeff, I mean, just listening to Ray is going to be worth the price of admission alone. So everything else is going to be bonus.
We've got a phenomenal lineup of speakers. We're really excited. Kicking off our opening keynote is Duane Blomstrom, who's coming in and speaking for the first time from London. She's flying over. Super excited to have her. She talks a lot about emotional banking and really the combination of and then the kind of convergence of where high tech meets high touch, and not forgetting about that. So we're really excited for her to speak. Elliot Eisenberg, who some folks might know, the Bowtie Economist.
Oh yeah, lots of energy.
And again, the full list of speakers can be found at urelevant.com. We're thrilled. We're extremely thrilled again to have Mr. Ray Davis, and we're thrilled to get the group together again. This was this was the real impetus to put this event together was that, you know, we really missed out on the connectivity over the last few years. And so the idea of being together, doing it in Las Vegas. We've got some great networking events planned. One of them is at -5 Ice Bar. So we'll have a nice contrast between the 110 degrees outside, -5 inside for a couple of cold drinks to be able to connect.
Oh my gosh.
And again, just bring folks back together. So, but we do have a limited amount of seats, Mike. Obviously, we want to maintain an intimacy with this event. So we cap it at around 125.
Okay, good for you.
We do limit this to CU leaders as well. So, you know, this isn't a conference for board members necessarily to attend. It's primarily for the CU leaders who can go back and enact the change that Ray talked about. You know, the music to my ears is when we talked to people last year and they said, you know what, I heard from so-and-so and we came back and we did that within 90 days. It's like, that's phenomenal. Yeah. In credit union terms, that's about as quick as things.
That's good.
That's what we're hoping for. We're hoping for those actionable takeaways that can lead to increased relevancy and growth. So that's what we promise, and that's what we will certainly deliver.
Fantastic. I love the message that you're getting across. You know, just don't ever rest. Don't ever be complacent. You got to keep moving forward. Don't settle for the status quo, like you said earlier. So really good stuff. And Ray, the one thing that might open your eyes a lot here, and you may already know this, but credit unions really like to talk. They're very open about their operations. They're very open about what's working and not what's not working. So it's really refreshing to hear those conversations. So you might get to enjoy that firsthand. So that's what a lot of us love about this industry is how eager people are to tell their stories.
I hope so. I hope I have a chance to mingle and visit with some of the people that are there. I look forward to that very much.
Yeah, it's good folks for sure. Hey, Jeff, last question for you. Where can folks go to get more information and even register?
Yeah, you can go to CURelevant.com. You'll find the full list of speakers. We've, of course, worked out a great deal with the fine folks at Caesars to enjoy your stay while you're in Las Vegas. You can take advantage of a discounted rate on the rooms there. And the one nice thing with Vegas is it's pretty easy to get to. Just about everyone flies there, right?
So very easy.
We hope to see as many of our credit union friends in Vegas this June. So
indeed. And if you're going to go to that ice bar thing, don't forget to bring your jacket. So people are going to go, you bring your jacket to Vegas? What? So
they give you a parka and stocking cap. So we'll have a thing.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedules today. Really appreciate it. And look forward to see you guys at the show. Good luck. And not that you need it, but you're gonna knock them out of the park for sure. So it sounds like it's going to be a really good time. So well done. And look forward to hearing all about it.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Well done, guys.